With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's portion in Rambam. We are in middle of Seder Tfilos Kol Hashana. We are up to the Nusach of Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. When it comes to the middle bracha, the first three are equal to every Shmoneh Esrei, including the weekdays. But when it comes to the middle bracha, to the fourth bracha, so when it comes to Shachris of Shabbos, writes Rambam that we begin with Yismach Moshe B'matnas Chelkoi, etc. And towards the end of the segment, we write, as we should be familiar with, Shnei Luchais Avonim Hoyrid B'yodai, right, referring to Moshe Rabbeinu that he came down Har Sinai holding the two luchais of stone, and the Chos of Behem Shmira Shabbos. In them was written, of course, the Aseres Hadibris, but we are focusing on one of the ten, which is, as it's called in the davening, not Zechira Shabbos, but Shmira Shabbos, and the Chen Chos of Beseir HaSech. Not only is Shabbos written in the luchais, Shabbos is also written in other parts in the Torah. And then we go on in the davening to quote, and we are quoting from Parshas Kisisa, where it says, "Veshomru v'nei Yisrael es haShabbos, lasos es haShabbos l'doraisim b'ris olam," etc. The question is, being that we are mentioning Shabbos being written both in the luchos and the chen kosov b'seir asecha, why are we only quoting the parsha of Shabbos, or one of the parshiyos of Shabbos, here written from Parshas Kisisa? Why don't you quote the nusach of the Shabbos and the Aseres Hadibris? Whether you're going to quote the Zocher Esayim HaShabbos, whether you're going to quote the Shomer Esayim HaShabbos, but we bechlal are not quoting any of the Aseres Hadibris, why not? And from the classical answers on this question, we have something that's based, we have an answer, we have an approach that's based on the Gemara Brachas Daf Yud Beis. There really, in Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, we are saying that in the Beis HaMikdash, together with the offering of the daily Tamid, there was also actual verbal prayer by the Kahanim. And part of that verbal prayer, as the Gemara speaks out, as the Braisa speaks out, that they would say one bracha prior to Shema, then the Kahanim would read the entire Aseres Hadibrois, then they would say Shema, V'hoyim, Shema, Yavayim, etc. And then the Gemara and Daf Yud Beis says that really, even outside the Beis HaMikdash, there was a time that we also wanted to include in the recitation of the Shema, the Aseres Hadibrois, as we do in the Beis HaMikdash. And why do we not do that? Says the Gemara, Mipnei ta'aroimes haminin. The way Rashi explains it, there were those heretics that they denied the divinity of Torah. And if we would have, so to say, elevated, prioritized, spoken words from the Aseres Hadibrois, they would have wrongfully used that by saying, ah, the Aseres Hadibrois, yeah, that was given by Hashem. But the rest of the Torah, God forbid, they would have said, is not divine. So we dafka don't elevate, we don't, so to say, celebrate the Aseres Hadibrois more than any other part of the Torah, not to give an opening to these heretics. So says the Gemara. Oh, so now, in the Hayom Yom, from Chav Dalit Shvat, when it comes to reading the Aseres Hadibrois, writes the Rebbe, I'm quoting from the Hayom Yom, that the Shas Kriyas Aseres Hadibrois Oimdim Ufneim El HaSefer Torah, that during the reading of the Aseres Hadibrois, everyone stands up and everyone faces the Sefer Torah. To appreciate better the Rebbe's recording of our minig, to be aware that indeed in Halacha prior to this there was a whole debate. There were some who opined that you should not stand for the Aseres Hadibrois based on the Gemara that we just read. In other words, either stand for all of the reading of Torah or sit when the Torah is read. Standing only for one part of the Torah, for the Aseres Hadibrois, also theoretically might have, could give an opening to those heretics by saying, ah, you see, this part of the Torah you're giving more honor to. But other poskim say that absolutely not. You know, in the times of Chazal, when there were such heretics, and therefore then, when they were discussing whether we should include Aseres Hadibrois in the daily recitation of the Shema, then it was ruled out. But now that we don't have such Taroimus Haminim, and we, the Rebbe, opines that we don't apply it to other parts that were not discussed in the times of the Gemara, and our minig is that yes, that during the reading of the Aseres Hadibrois, everyone stands up and faces the Sefer Torah.